What is going on, Periscope, Replay viewers on the web and Twitter? Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I'm Michelle Hayward, woman of color in STEM, civil engineer, founder of the tech company Positive Hire. Everybody, hey, Agullah girl, guess what? It is time for Gold Digger Sunday. And Gold Digger Sunday, for those of you who are new to me, Gold Digger Sunday is when I come on and I give tips, hacks, processes you can use to not only create your goals, but truly, truly win at your goals. So, hey, Michelle, even though you're 2L, you welcome in here anyway. We don't know if that other one gonna show up, so shh, don't tell her. Don't tell her I'm live. Okay, so if you are into goals, put a one up in the chat. If you're like, Michelle, I've always dreamed about stuff, but I don't know how to do goals, put up a two. Put a two up in the chat. So one is you all about that goal getting life. Two is, it sound good, but I'm not sure how to do it. So if that is you, I have a few weeks of goal focus live streams here on Periscope, and you can search for them by hashtag Gold Digger, hashtag Goal Goal Getter. There we go. Yes, one. You're about see. Okay, you all right with me, Michelle? You all right? You all right? You said one. Okay, so tonight I want to talk about accountability. A lot of times when you're seeing so many people, when you're seeing a person consistently hitting their goals, what number one, what you're not seeing is them failing. People, for whatever reason, don't see you failing. All of the attention goes to when you blow up, right? When you doing good, you get the new car, the new job, the new house, the new hair, the new nail. I'm just playing. People pay attention. But there's a lot of work that goes on to getting that newness, to getting what I call that shine. And one of the main reasons you see people winning, you see people achieving so much is the word accountability. And it's like, what in the hell that mean? Accountability, being accountable. But being accountable to yourself can be hard. If you're trying to do great things, you do not go it alone. And this is still true when it comes to setting and reaching your goals. You have to have accountability partners. I have several. Yes, not one, not two. I think I have two, three, six, like that I meet with every week, and I'm about to add a seven. That's crazy, right? You think it's absolutely crazy that I have that many accountability partners that I meet with on a weekly basis. Let me tell you something. How many of you, when you're looking to lose weight, you step on a scale every day, or you try on a pair of pants or a dress or whatever, just, ooh, can I get it? Can I? Right? To see how far you've come. For me, having accountability meetings with different people throughout the week helps me stay on track, right? So even if you're hitting your goals, you're only doing it 30-day sprints or 90-day sprints or 6-month sprints. For me, talking to somebody almost every other day or every 3 days really helps me. It's like, yeah, I do nothing on Monday and Tuesday. Ooh, I got that meeting coming up on Thursday. Let me do something on Wednesday, right? I got to get it in. So let me tell you how you can create accountability groups, right? And some of you may call them masterminds where you're really helping and grow. Sometimes you will pay for these groups. Sometimes they're free. I went from having creating a free one with a friend of mine when I was looking to get out of debt and do some other goals in my life to going into paid masterminds, then rolling out of the paid masterminds and creating free accountability groups, then being back in paid masterminds where I'm working with more people. And there's a difference a lot of times in between the two. So number one, there's a lot of difference in the type of people that are in the paid than those that are in the free. Sometimes people in the free don't show the hell up, because when you pay money and you pay a lot of money, guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna show the hell up, right? So that's the first thing. You need to find accountability partners who are going to show the hell up. They are not going to flake out. They're not going to have excuses as to why they can't be there, how often they can't be there. And trust me, I have been the person September and October. I was just traveling. Like, I did not meet, I think, for like 6 weeks in a row. And you know what my accountability is for? Like, yeah, we know. I'm like, I really would be there. They're like, yeah, we know. But they knew for the 8 months prior, I was there every single week. If out of one of us, if out of one group, it's four of us. If the other two couldn't meet, I was one of the I was the one that was always available, and then it'll be somebody else, right? That would consistently show up. And so for me showing up, even if I said I had five goals for the week, even if I only had one set to go, I was ready with one. Guess what happened? I got something done, and I was ready to talk about it. Or if I said, you know what, this was not a good week, I didn't get anything done. But what it did do was help set up a process and a thought process wherein it is truly, truly important to have somebody that shows up. So you want somebody who is going to show up to every scheduled meeting. So some of you, like, Michelle, I can't meet every week. If you can't meet every week, go for every other week. Excuse me. Then go for every 2 weeks, but don't go any further than once a month. Once a month is really hard, especially if you're new to goals. If you're new to goals, you really need to be meeting once a week. More than once a week may be helpful. You just have to test and try it out. All right. So you want somebody who shows up. The second thing is you want somebody who listens. And when I say they listen, they're not doing, yeah, that sounds good. Okay. All right. Okay. You want somebody who's listening intently to what you said. So they, thank you. So they are truly, truly in tune to when they know you holding back, when they know you lying, and when they know you're not pushing yourself, and maybe sometimes when they know you're pushing yourself too hard. So that person or those people that are part of your accountability circle are helping to keep you in balance, right? Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to do this. Number three, push you. And what do I mean by push you? They're going to not let you always sit in your comfort zone when it comes to reaching your goals. Because let me tell you, the truth is, goals are not about being in your comfort zone. That is why a lot of people do not reach their goals. It is about doing something you've never done before. That's what goals are. And that is why so many people never achieve them. It is very difficult to get out of your comfort zone. And I'll put this, and I'll give this example. I am not a cold weather person. For me to leave my nice, warm, cozy home in the middle of winter, especially when I lived in the Midwest, in the Northeast, Lord knows I had to have a good reason. 5 days a week, that reason was a job to pay the bills, so I had a nice, warm, cozy home. Are you feeling me? So when people have to go after their goals, it's a reason for them to be like, ooh, it's cold outside. And the wind blowing and it's snowing. Them cars kind of sliding on the road because the salt truck hasn't been through. I think I'm going to stay in here. It's comfortable in here. I don't really need nothing, right? And they go sit back down. But for those of us who know that we got to go out in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, because we have a face-to-face meeting with somebody who is going to engage with us, who's going to take us to the next level, guess what we're going to do? We're going to get as best prepared as we can to go sliding on the road to try to make that meeting, right? We're going to do things that we have not done before and get out of our comfort zone. So that person needs to be pushing you to the next level, pushing you to not sit in your comfort zone, to not have a pity party, to not let you say, okay, well, I'll just do it another week. Honey, it's been 3 weeks. Get off the pot of shit. It's one of the two. Those two decisions, they're separate. Do or do not, right? And that's what you want to for somebody who is in your accountability group, all right? Now, this one may not seem important to a lot of people, but it truly, truly is. And it's the follow-up. And y'all like the follow-up. Okay, so we meet every week. We talk about what our goals are. And we tell you what the plan is. And guess what? We do that every week. How the hell I know you're really doing what you say you do? You have to start every meeting with what happened with the goals you said you was going to do last week. Now, the very first meeting, you may not do that. But your accountability partner should be following up with you as you follow up with them. And so right now I am doing something that is very difficult for me. I'm writing a blog post today, a minimum of 500 words. That is my goal, to write 7 blog posts, a blog post every day for the month of November, because it is National Blog Writing Month, a blog post, something like that. Diva M. D. Garrett, Michelle D. Garrett has me doing this. So blame it on her. So these are my goals. I do a Twitter chat to talk about goals every week. And the second question in part of this Twitter chat are, what are your goals for the week? So I literally publicly announce my goals. Do you know what the first question is that they ask? How did you do with your goals this week? Seriously. They do this and we publicly announce it. So the follow-up comes first. Next is, what do you plan on doing the next week with your goals? Y'all with me? I know y'all got quiet on me. But it's really, really important that you have this as part of your accountability. It is truly, truly important. Okay? Now, this is not a necessity. This would be nice to have. If you have accountability partner or partners who are resourceful, yes, resourceful, your accountability partners do not have to know the answer. They just need to know how to know Google, use Google. They just need to know how to tap into their network. They just need to know how to be resourceful. If you have these people, or at least one person in your accountability group, it pushes you further ahead and it cuts down the time you spend working on your goals. Seriously, how often have you said, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna do this? And somebody goes, oh, well, just call such and such. And you're like, well, who is that? Oh, well, they're the vice president or the chair or such and such of this organization. And they're a friend of mine. We grew up together. Or we went to college together. Or they're my next door neighbor. We go to church. We have dinner. Our kids play soccer together. And you're like, the hell? How did I not know this? Because you did not share your goals, especially publicly. So being resourceful, or having somebody who's resourceful in your accountability group, y'all, is bae. Oh my God. Oh my God. It is absolutely, absolutely bae. So be sure you have somebody who is resourceful in your accountability group. Okay. Now, if you are looking like, okay, Michelle, I don't have my goals written down, go ahead and get my free guide to how to write out SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, reachable, and time-bound goals, or realistic time-bound goals, depending on what you want the R to be. And it's a free guide. You just sign up for it, you download it, and just write on it. Just make as many pages, copies of it. When you look at the guide, there's only room for 7 goals. And it explains in there why it's only 7, which is a lot of goals to have in a year, but it's to really help you focus. And I like to do certain goals I work on year round. Other goals only work on certain times of the year, right? So it helps you, hey Jeff, to really, really focus on one or two goals per quarter or even less, or one or two goals every 6 months. So 7 goals is a lot. I'm usually like 5. I like the number 5, sort of, kind of, maybe because I'm 1 of 5. I have 5 fingers on one hand. What? Did he say shorty neck bone? Lord, help him. But it's really, really good to stay focused on your goals, and not be overwhelmed by the goal, by the number of goals you have. When you have a smaller number of goals, you can intently focus on them. And having a large number of goals, especially if you're not a goal-oriented person, it is not your thing. Do not do 7. Do 2 or 3. Thanks for the super heart, Jeff. So it is really, really important to keep that in mind when you go download the guide and you start writing out your goals. Just aim for 2 or 3. And you do not have to worry about whether you're going to start in 2019. Start it now. What is something you want to work on between now and December 31st? Hey, Natalie, what is something you want to work on between now and January 31st of 2019? What does that look like? And because you do not have to wait to work on stuff for the new year. New year, new me. No, you can start that change now. Do not wait for a calendar, for a clock. Guess what? One day, why not make it day one today? Yes, make day one today. Get the guide, fill it out, and just start writing out your goals. Then next Sunday when we come back here, we're talking about, y'all not ready. Y'all not ready for this. Being in your feelings when it comes to reaching your goals. And you're like, what you mean in your feelings? Y'all gonna be in your feelings, you're gonna be scared, because going after your goals takes you out of your comfort zone, like I said earlier, okay? So I'm gonna do a recap. What do you need to look for when it comes to building and creating your accountability group? Number one, they must show up as well as you. They must listen as well as you. They must push you, encourage you, make you get out of your comfort zone is number 3. Number 4, they're going to follow up with you with where your goals were, what follow with you with last week's goals when you meet in the current week. So you don't just talk about, oh, this is what I'm going to do this week. No, we want to know what went well, what didn't go well. Let us know. And number 5, it is not a must, but it's real nice if that person or persons in your accountability group are resourceful. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So that is what I have for all of you goal hustlers out there, goal diggers out there, goal getters out there. You got this. You got this. Yes, I do tweet out my goals and then I take a screenshot of it and I post it on Instagram. And I know y'all like, Michelle, that's too much. You crazy. I would not share that with the world. Guess what? The world will come ask me, did I write my 6, 7 blogs? And guess what I'll say? Nope, I wrote 5. And they'll go, oh, that's really good. Or I'll go, I wrote 1. It's like, girl, what happened? What you need? What went wrong? And then they'll start helping you. Because that is part of being accountable. And that is part of sharing, even in a community, and being held accountable for your goals. All right, everybody, I'm out of here. Have a great week. You got this. What is that one action you're going to take this week to get you one step closer to a goal? Just do that one action. That's all I ask. All right, everybody, have a good one, and I will talk to you later. Bye.